The Hot Shot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. And before we get on with the festivities, I got to tell a little story.
All right.
Last week, I had my son in the car. We were driving around. Some piece of shit. Out of nowhere. I'm at a red light, and I hear a horn beeping, but I'm not really paying attention because there's a car in front of me, there's a red light in front of him, and, we're all not going anywhere. Then all of a sudden, bam, I'm hit from behind. I'm like, what the? I kept my language clean because my son was in the car. And I look, and there's the dude who hit me from behind. He goes into oncoming traffic, swings around me, runs the red light, after that. Because I did try and keep up with him for a couple seconds. I wanted to get the plate down. But as I said, he sped away, went through two red lights, and then I see him way down, cutting down a side street. So I'm like, wow, that dude's fucking gone.
Why did he beep his horn at you before he hit you?
Maybe he wanted me to move, but it's like, there's nowhere to move. That's why I didn't even pay attention. It's like,
could it be his brakes gave out or something?
No idea.
I can see, shit, my brakes are out. You know,
he managed to turn down the street. You got to slow down for that.
They need a horn that actually has messages.
I'd rather have like a bullhorn. Hey, I'm an asshole driver.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so fucking pissed, though. I was so angry. I mean, not damage-wise, just a little scratched up.
But your ego was totally damaged.
Nothing to do with ego. The fucking back bumper's all loose because that's the second fucking time I've been rear-ended in that car. It's like fucking enough.
Well, You gotta get that license plate. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah. Should I time travel?
Although, I don't even know if that actually does anything.
Well, his insurance will cover any damage.
Or he could say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Well, guess what I did? It was an impulse buy. I bought a fucking dash cam. That will never happen to me again.
You did?
I have proof. Yeah, goddamn right I did.
You're telling me the truth. You bought it.
It's in the car now. I'll show you after. I figure we can do some recording in the car because I just turned the camera around and we could do some car casts.
Where'd you buy this at?
Amazon.
How much was it?
None of your fucking business.
How much was it?
A couple $100.
Worth more than your car?
My car is worth more than a couple.
Barely.
I don't drive a piece of shit.
I mean, what year's your car?
It's an 03, but it's in fine shape.
03?
1903!
That's 12 years ago that car
Whatever.
Was made.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have a new car like some people. Anyway, I got a fucking dash cam. It has front and rear camera. Alright? Anything happens to me again, it is recorded. So, fuck these guys. Fucking hit me. I'm going right to the police.
Yeah, this is a shit. You know who the police are.
Whatever, I got proof. What do you want? I did your job for you.
Yeah, but you know how they are. They're like, meh. Like that time you called them about your car getting broken into.
Yeah,
how does it? Where is it recorded at?
What do you mean, where is it recorded at?
Yeah, where is it? How is it recorded?
It's right on the camera. I got a memory card in there. You just take out the memory card, pop it in your computer.
Yeah, but how does it work? Like, it's going to delete it eventually, right?
Eventually, it will overwrite itself. Like, once it gets to the end of the card, it'll go back to the beginning and start, you know, recording over that.
But that's how it works. It must not be, like, it must be low quality then.
No, it's pretty good.
Well, in that case, it probably does it, like, every 20 minutes, it probably
overwrites. No, well, it came with an 8 GB one, but I bought the 32, so I have more space. That's like the biggest one.
So you spent like $300 on this thing?
No. That online, that thing cost $20, the memory card.
What?
The memory card costs like $20 online.
32?
Yeah.
Shit. I should get one of those.
Well, it's the micro is what it takes.
Well, now you can't get prostitutes in your car anymore.
Yes, I can. It's facing out, not in. I could turn it around if I wanted to. But it's actually pretty cool. I mean, I installed it today. put everything in, and I tested it out, you know, brought it in, brought the card in, put it on the computer, and, so, you know, watched it. You know, it's good quality. It looks good.
So you can go over your driving.
Yeah. I do want to, maybe we'll have a Mark's ride to work online.
That would be cool.
Yeah, not really. I don't think anyone's interested in watching me drive to work. Be interesting.
You know, I was on Twitter the other day, and...
Oh, by the way, before you go on to the Twitter thing, it also records audio.
Outside or inside?
It, where the camera is. Inside. You hear me talking.
So anyways...
Twitter,
yeah. I was on Twitter, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, someone says, I'm just breaking my hiatus real quick to wish Mary a happy birthday. And it was some girl that I follow for whatever dumb reason. I'm like, who even knew she was gone? I haven't thought of her since the last time I saw one of her tweets. But she's on hiatus. Like, I guess apparently it's for like for Lent or something because she said she's gonna be back on the 20th.
She loved Twitter so much. That's what she had to give up for fucking Lent.
Don't
be an asshole.
You know what I say about Lent? Don't give up anything. If it's harmful to your health, all right, give it up.
Well, you know, give it up because you want to. Don't give it up for that time period. Give it up for good, then, if it's something bad.
Well, you're going
to
make a sacrifice. Fuck
Why?
You.
What sacrifice? Enjoy for what?
What are you going to not... Enjoy life is what I... That's my philosophy.
Life is meant for the living.
I've always said, there's enough rules in this world, I don't need to make any more for myself.
I know. We're fucking bogged down with shit we can't do. You don't need to make stuff up.
You can't
now.
Murder people. You
Even
can't
if they got it coming.
Money from the bank.
And I need it.
You can't not pay your taxes. All these fucking rules. And this bitch is like, I'm going to not do Twitter for a couple months.
And
what is she proving? And then she goes on there anyways.
I know. You already broke. Listen, God hates you now. Do you understand that? You made that sacrifice for Lent, except you really didn't. You just went back on because you felt like it. Well, I have to. I have to say happy birthday.
Yeah, Mary would be really sad if I didn't. Like, you don't know Mary. If you don't know Mary's phone number, you don't know her that well.
Yeah, it's
you don't need to wish her happy birthday.
A Twitter friend. She wasn't going to be crushed.
Twitter friends.
I know. It's fucking bullshit.
But it made me think about how you disappear from people's... You disappear from existence when you're not around.
Yeah.
For the most part. Unless they need you for something, they're not going to... Like, I forgot she existed. I really forgot she existed. And then when I start tweeting, like, oh, yeah, I remember following that lady.
Well, real friends are like that. You have some casual acquaintances, and, you know, you don't really think about them. Then all of a sudden, it's like, shit, I just bought a oven from Sears, and like, fuck, how am I going to get this home? Who do I know with a truck? Who has a pickup? Oh, Carl! I haven't talked to him forever. Now I need him for something. Guess what? I remember you. That's life, man. We're all users.
You know, not counting your family... If you just disappeared, would anyone even notice, other than me?
I mean, work would fire me.
But yeah, but you know, after a day or so, they'd feel, I guess he quit.
You know what? I don't know if you just stop showing up. Are they eventually going to make a phone call, or are they just going to...
They'll make a phone call. Because remember when I quit FedEx, that guy called me 38
times
but that day?
And yeah, he even called me. That's him. And not every place is going to go
they'll
crazy.
They'll probably make one or two calls, and then like, you know, the next day, it'll probably happen like... The first day they'll make a call, I guess it's a no call, no show. The next day they'll call again, and after that, they'll figure you quit.
You know what, though?
Because people quit jobs all the time.
Yeah, but you'd always hear on the news, yeah, Mary, she didn't come to work, and that was really strange. So I called the authorities and had them check her apartment.
I think it depends on the job, too.
You always hear that shit, like, but if really, no one's going that far.
Like, if you're a district judge and you don't show up to court, there's some red flags going, like, what's going on here? But if you're just like a schlub working in a factory or in a warehouse, something like that, they'll miss you.
Or a factory that makes warehouses.
Yeah, they'll miss you for that day or two because, fuck, we're shorthanded. But after that, they're just going
to... I miss him so much.
Because you know those jobs. It's your job. People quit all the time.
Yeah.
Just don't show up to work.
Well, fuck it.
You know
my policy on 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Don't bother.
But if you're in a more, you know, a higher-end job, you don't show up.
Like, yeah.
Every once in a while, a football player goes crazy and doesn't show up. You know, it's a big deal because it's squirrely. The guy's making millions of dollars. Where the fuck do you go? You know, you didn't get a better job somewhere.
I'm going to the,
It's not like he shows up with the Chiefs. He's playing for the Chiefs the next day. Like, what are you doing? You're under contract.
Fuck that. I quit. I got a new one.
I quit. I'm working for the Chiefs now. Isn't that weird how that's like the only business that you can do that?
Can you do that? Can you break contract or just go someplace else?
No, I mean, you can't do that. That's what I mean.
No, but why not?
Because you're under contract. And there's...
Yeah, but you know what?
Because they're under the what do you call it?
Contracts are broken all the time, though.
No, but they have the you know.
Is it all just agreed upon between all the teams?
Yeah, they all, the union agrees. The collective bargaining agreement.
What if I quit and then you just see me tomorrow at the NHL? Like, fuck it. I play hockey now.
That you can do.
Like, screw you, man. Maybe tomorrow I'll play basketball.
You're in the NFL, you can do that. And you can go to other leagues. I mean, people leave the NHL to go to Russia all the time.
Yeah. Or now I'm, what the fuck? What does Canada have? They got football.
CFL.
Yeah. I'm in there. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm in a wave. I'm in another league where I barely make any money, but I'm liking it.
Yeah, I like Canada.
Not as much pressure on me over here, and I'm way better than everyone.
That is true. I'm like, I'm the fucking king here. King Ralph.
But imagine if you're working at McDonald's, you quit and go to Burger King, and they're like, what are you doing? You can't do that.
Well, no one gives a fuck.
That would be funny, though, if Tom Brady disappeared, and the next thing you know, yeah, he's in our team now. Plays for the Rams now. It's like,
yeah. I mean, I wouldn't care, but that'd be cool.
But, you know, regular shops like that, if I stopped going to work, like I said, they'd be pissed for the first couple days because they'd have to find someone else to do my job, and, you know, they'd be looking for me. But after I didn't answer a few times, they'd get the hint.
Especially for me, since I'm not really friends with people, they're not getting in touch with me. They have my cell phone number, and I don't pick it up. So it's like, if they even bother to call, which I'm not sure they would.
Hey, this is Mark. I'm dead. If you want to leave me a message, go ahead, but I won't be getting it because I'm dead. All right, see you later.
Want to get in touch with one of them psychics? Maybe. Maybe I can get you.
Or you just change your message to, fuck you, Steve, I quit, don't bother me.
I don't know 100% that Steve's going to be the one to call me, so I would just give a general fuck you.
I've had a lot of confrontational quits. I don't know if you ever had one, but I had three that I can think of off the top of my head. First time, I decided to quit Applebee's. I was working as a dishwasher. Shitty job. I kept saying, I want to move over to be a fry cook, which paid a couple dollars more an hour. It was a little more prestigious.
Ooh, fry?
And I didn't leave the place fucking stinking like fucking rotting salad or whatever.
You don't think fry cooks stink?
Different kind of stink. It's like, you smell good. Or, ooh, what the fuck is that? Big difference.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So anyways, they wouldn't even... They're like, well, they kept stringing me along because...
That's what they always do.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel like giving you the job, but they don't want to tell you no because they're scared you'll quit.
Like, so they we'll see.
They give you the... keep the promise alive.
So I quit, and the guy calls me up. I'm like, yeah, I'm not coming in. You can't do that. I'm like, I don't want to come in. Listen, you will never work in this business again. You understand? You're ruined.
The Applebee's
business. I will ruin you. He said, "It's like he saw too many movies, this guy. I will ruin you. I have a lot of content." I'm like, you know what? Good for you. I'll never work in a restaurant again anyhow. Although I did. But different kinds of restaurants. Not a restaurant like
that.
Guess
he was wrong.
Yeah. The second time, I was working at a gas station. I decided to quit. And the girl who I was supposed to be relieving, you know, she probably had plans for the evening. And I'm like, I never showed up. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, I quit. You can't do that. You can just leave me. Do whatever the fuck I want, I said to her. And then I hung up. I'm like, well, that's one girl I'll never be having sex with.
She might like that, though. She could. Strong, confident man.
I should have walked in there that night, like, what are you up? What's going on? Like, what are you doing?
What time
are
you getting out?
Oh, yeah, 11, that's right. You want to go fuck in the back? That would be some confidence. It would work at least, like, 2 out of 100 times.
In the show Dexter, he fucked a chick at a gas station. So it can happen.
Yeah, Dexter. He was always having sex. I thought he was a sociopath. I guess sociopaths still
have
sex.
They like fucking too. What was your third job thing?
That was the one we already talked about when I was working at FedEx. And he
okay.
Called me like 38 times. And you. And he said he was worried about me.
Uh-huh. I've only had one confrontational type quitting. Maybe two. The one I'm thinking of, I was working at Tops, a supermarket chain. I was doing the produce. I you know, the job was...
Yeah, you worked at Fish Market J.
Yeah. The job was fine. You didn't really do much. I fucking straightened out fruit. Not really a big deal. But I wanted to move on to Target. So,
Was it Target your next job?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I got a job at Target.
I thought it was Target was after. He was after.
No, this is before.
I don't know your timeline, so...
Yeah, Tops, then Target. So, I was just going to quit, and then one of the guys I was working with, he's like, hey. Dude, I will give you $5 if you stay on and quit after your break and like really stick it to Mario, because Mario was like the manager and he didn't like him. So I'm like, all right, dude. He did give me the $5. I can't really recall exactly, but then when I came back from break, I mean, I actually took my break and then I come back like, oh, by the way, Mario, I quit. He's like, what? Yeah, I quit. Really unprofessional, man. Really unprofessional.
I told you I was quitting. I didn't just leave.
Yeah.
Should have wrote him a letter. I could have gotten a suit and gave him a note from you.
My resignation.
This is Mark's resignation letter. I'm going to need you to initial there.
I think when I quit, I was doing security at a college. And so, of course, my supervisor gave me shit the previous day. And I don't take kindly to that, giving me attitude. So, of course, as soon as I left, I was thinking, well, fuck this job. I guess I quit.
You know, I had the same job as you in that, but I don't remember how I quit that job.
Yeah, I don't remember either. But, so I show up the next day.
Oh, you know what? I do remember now.
Well, you can wait till I'm done.
Go ahead.
So the next day, I show up to get my check, also to quit, but I have my uniform and everything, my jacket, all in a bag. So I'm walking in to the bitch at the receptionist desk, and she sees the bag. She's like, like, I'm here for my check. Oh, good. Because I thought, and I quit.
Vicko ran the place. He was the head of the security. You know, he had an office somewhere else.
You quit before I did, yeah.
No, after. It was after. Wasn't it?
I thought you quit before me. I'm pretty sure you quit before. Because I trained a replacement.
No.
It was before.
Either way, Vicko, he called up and screamed at you. All angry. But me, he's like, all right, have a, good luck with everything.
Yeah, I remember, because I did have to work mornings for a little while to train your replacement. I remember that now.
Here, now you sit in this seat for an hour. Now, if you're going to take a nap, make sure to put sunglasses on so it doesn't look like you're sleeping.
Now, you can listen to Howard Stern from 6 in the morning, sometimes till 11, sometimes a little later. You never know with him. Then,
and what Klein would usually do after that is he'd put on some religious station and just listen to it for no reason.
He likes getting himself. He likes
He's not even religious. He just listened to it and be annoyed.
You believe these fucking guys?
I remember at the time, that guy was yammering on about Harry Potter and how it was witchcraft. And I didn't know what the fuck it was at the time, because I think that might have been before the movies were even out. It was, actually. Just the books were out. I'm like, what the fuck's this guy yapping about, Harry Potter?
You thought it was Terry Potter, too.
I just sit there with my fucking shades on. Every once in a while, fucking Diane would come over. Hey, the president of the university is coming around. You gotta do something. You can't just sit there.
You know what? I'm fucking done with working, man. Sucks. Fucking sick of this shit.
It's like train security. You had to wander around every once in a while and unlock shit. And the other big job I had to do during the day was if a repairman was going to a girl's dorm, I had to stand there.
I had to make sure he didn't rape any of the girls.
Yeah, because, I mean, they did a background check on me and they knew I wasn't a rapist, so. Not true. They didn't do shit.
That is true.
They hired us on the spot, practically.
One time, I had a deal with the maintenance guy. Like, listen, we'll both rape the girl, and they're just going to think she's a liar. So, we had a pretty good arrangement.
And then I had to transport him in a shitty car to the free clinic all the time.
I never had to do that. I always got somebody else.
There's one thing, this girl was covered in paint. I'm like, you couldn't change to go to the fucking clinic?
It's a fucking emergency.
She probably just was, burning in her vagina or something, I would imagine. Yeah. But then, that reminds me, there was a fourth thing, and I've told this before in the show, where I was working at a Finish Line shoe store, and I worked for like 3 or 4 days. It might be 3. And then I couldn't take it. I was making $7.10 an hour. I
thought you were making $6.75.
Maybe I was. $6.75 an hour. They'd yell at me, like, listen.
Gotta upsell.
You gotta upsell, because that's what this job is. I'm like, do I get commission? No, you don't get commission, but we'll keep track of it, and then we'll give you a nice pat on the back if you do good.
Really firm, too. So, I have strong hands.
Every once in a while I'd sell shit. I remember how dumb I was. Like, this woman had orthotics. I know the fucking difference. So I'm like, oh, yeah, we got some of those here. You want to buy? I'm like, no, these are, she's like, no, my doctor prescribed
these. These are specially molded to my feet.
I'm like giving like this fucking Dr. Scholl's, not even Dr. Scholl's, like, generic Dr. Scholl's.
Dr.
Things.
Cole's.
Like, oh, you want to buy these? And then, like, no, you got to upsell. They want me to sell, like, the liners for the whatever you call them, soles.
These are special laces. The other ones are shit. They break.
Yeah, they have these special lace things and deodorizers. Like, you're not making a set, And I was so angry, I stood staring into space, steaming. I'm like, I don't want to fucking work here anymore. This place is shit. And then the girl goes, are you okay? Because she could tell I was like all spaced out. I was probably like red with anger. She's like, why don't you take a lunch? I'm like, okay. So I go to the food court and I call Mark. I'm like, I don't want to go back. This place sucks. What should I do? And I think you were like sitting at home doing nothing.
I'm confident. Fucking quit. Come pick me up. And you're like, all right. Yeah, I will. Quit.
So I was owed like a, you know, a $40 check.
Why don't you come pick me up and blow me? And like, all right, fine.
I was owed like a check for like the first week. So I was like, owed like $60 or something. They wouldn't give it to me. I'd go in, hey, you guys got my check? You know what? It never came in. I don't know where it is. Like,
oh, motherfucker. Oh, we're liars.
Yeah, they did it. So they kept doing it for like a week. And I ordered the form. They mailed me the form from the labor board. Like, because I was so poor. Not like today where I'm a rich man. I was so poor. So I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have them... I'm going to report their ass to get my money.
They have to pay a fine.
Finally, I go in there like 2 weeks later and they're like, here you go. They had it the whole time. They're just fucking with me.
Yeah, well, they were angry. Petty assholes.
I know, like it mattered. Like they needed me so bad to sit in that shoe store.
I mean, you know
it's
what?
Not like I was a key holder and I could close the place.
Every job we ever had or ever will have, it's a fucking entry level, generic nothing. You know, we could show up or don't. It kind of doesn't matter. For that day, they're in a bind, but not even really.
At most, they're in a bind for a week.
They're really not in a bind for any amount of time because you just kind of shift a few people around and listen. We'll cover the spot. I mean, it'll be a bit of a hassle, but we'll manage.
Yeah, but in some places, if they'll have someone have to work my shift, you know, they have to pick up an extra shift. Sometimes the manager would have to work.
That's where you get the big bucks, man. That's why you're management, so fuck you.
I remember when I got everyone but like one dude to quit McDonald's. That was like my crowning achievement in my life.
Like Jerry Maguire.
Like I already put my 2 weeks in, I guess. We were all moving over to Burger King. We were transferring our services over to Burger King from McDonald's. And I worked there for like 2.5 years. I'm like, all right, everyone, let's all quit. So I got like 4 or 5 people all to walk out. And then, Dan, insult to injury, we went back later and harassed the manager after we quit.
Hey, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Remember that guy was trying to... He was a manager at McDonald's and part-time insurance salesman. He gave him his card. He's like, hey, man, if you ever need insurance, come to me. I'll hook you up.
Yeah. You know what? I don't get people who make it their career. Like, you know, this is going to be my life. Like, literally, I've been a manager at McDonald's or Burger King for, like, the last 20 years. And I'm going to do it 20 more.
This guy, I don't think that was the case. I think he just got the job. So he must have, you know, he probably was a manager at some other fucking place. Like, you know, he's probably like a supervisor at a warehouse or like a warehouse or factory. Laid his ass off. Like, fuck, I got management experience, so I guess I'll have to work at McDonald's.
That is true. You are management material.
Well, that's the guy was saying, not me.
Yeah. But I worked at Burger King from 1996 to 1999.
Whoa. Oh, wait, that's like 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God, 300 years?
I thought you said 2009 for a second.
I've been there all my life. So when I go to Burger King now...
What have you done? Did that Burger King close in that mall?
Yeah.
What, you just transferred to another Burger King,
I guess.
I wonder if they let people go to another place or they just fired... They probably fired the people they didn't like. The other people are like, all right, you can go to the other one.
Yeah, but when I was working there, one of the managers, I see him now at a different Burger King. I'm like, how fucking long ago was that, man? And you're still a manager at Burger King? You're just going to do this for fucking ever?
I don't think it's a decision they make. They don't. You're not just skipping along in life going, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a manager at Burger King.
Well, you're 16, you get a job at Burger King. A couple years later, you're doing good, and you tell your manager, you know what, I'd like to move up around here, make a little bit more money. And he's like, yeah, okay, you could be an assistant manager. You do that, and before you know it, a couple more years go by, you're a manager, and before you know it, 5 years after that, and now you're just a manager of Burger King, and this time keeps going on and on and on.
I've heard of people, like, I know, like, dating, like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend, he's a manager at McDonald's. And it's like... What a loser. But, you know, they could make, like, 50 grand a year, but it's still...
You got to be there a really long time to make, like, you know...
But the head manager probably makes 40 or 50 grand a year, which isn't bad money, and it's like, they're still a loser.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Unless you're the owner and you never show up. If I owned a McDonald's, but I don't go there. I have management that works there.
Imagine you're a manager...
That's cool.
You're the manager of a McDonald's, all right?
Ugh, yeah.
Your head manager, you're making, you know...
Let's just say, like, 45 grand.
45 grand a year. Your buddy from high school who's making 30 grand a year working somewhere, he's going to look down upon you, even though you're making more than him.
True. All true. All true.
Even if you told him, like, how
much you make. The only thing fictitious about this is that I have a buddy from high school.
True. And it's like, you know what the thing is? Like, You're the manager, but you're still doing the same shit as the 16-year-old kid who just got the job there.
I know.
You're still working the drive.
He's right next to me making a cheeseburger, just like I am.
Because, you know, you can sit in your office, but as soon as there's a fucking a rush, as they call it, like, oh, shit.
Dinner rush.
All right. And you're putting the fucking gloves on and...
Sounds like I'm a boxer.
You're making Whoppers.
Put the gloves on, man. Let's go. Let's do this.
And those managers, man, how many times you're just sitting there like, can you tell your workers to do, like, can you give them shit or something?
How many times have we gone to a fast food restaurant and I don't know, like, where's the fucking manager? I've been in line for 15 fucking minutes. I haven't even given my order yet. Who knows I'm actually going to get to sit down and fucking eat? That's happened so often. And just look around and, like, they're not doing shit in the back. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Well, I remember when the manager used to go away. It was fucking, there was no rules.
Yeah, like, apparently the manager died in the back.
Well, you would never make food when you worked at Burger King.
Well, of course I made food.
Occasionally. When Mark worked at Burger King, he'd get in at like 3 o'clock.
I had fucking tenure.
He'd get in at 3 o'clock and start cleaning shit. Now, that was all he did. He was a glorified maintenance man.
Listen, when I first started working there, all I did was make food.
You should have said you were a maintenance at Burger King. Like, yeah, I'm just maintenance over there.
I made food when I started working there, but you know what? After, like, I've been there for 3 fucking years and all these fucking punk kids, it's like, oh, I'm not doing that shit. I got other stuff to do.
And I remember every once in a while, there'd like be a little bit of a rush, like, Mark, can you help out? And, like, you take off your fucking big rubber glove that you're cleaning with. And
like, all right.
You never work. I never see you work register, I guess.
Never did.
You weren't a friendly face. Like, it was a mall, so you have to have a friendly face.
No, plus I told them I didn't want to, because it's the fucking mall. I'm ashamed that I was working at fucking Burger King.
But really, when you're 18, it's okay to work at Burger King, right?
Yeah, but I started working there when I was 19.
Oh.
So when I left, I was 21.
That's completely different.
I'm a 21-year-old, and it's in the mall. I'm working at Burger King. I'm ashamed
of
it.
On a regular basis, would duck down.
Yeah.
Or go in the freezer.
As I said, it's the mall, so I'd see people that I went to high school with, and you know what? I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but as we stated before, I'm the lowest of the low. I'm working in fast food. So, you know, there have been plenty of times where I just, you know, duck into the break room and just wait it out. And one time I was like, they called me up to the front, or I had to walk past. Like, shit. So I had a 50-pound block of vegetable shortening.
Looks like Crisco.
Yeah, I just hoisted it up, put it on my shoulder, and held it to the, you know, opposite side of
did
the
you
people.
Ever, did you ever, anyone you know ever catch you?
I think they might have seen me. I'm like, oh, shit, I think they saw me. And I'm just embarrassed. And, like, they weren't friends of mine or anything, but I knew who they were.
No, it's not like you're going to be seeing them later on at the party, and they're going to rag
you.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you know what? That was a hot chick from high school, and I'm pretty sure she saw me. And here I am, fucking working here. Like, not that it matters. We're not fucking later. We're never going to speak.
I get depressed. You know, I can't go to a lot of places because I get depressed when I see the workers. I'm like, man, that could be me anytime. Like, things go south, and, like, I have no choice. It would take a lot for me to get a job at McDonald's. Like, I'd have to, like...
There's plenty of shitty factories where... You know the thing is? You're making almost the same
that's
money.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
There's a shitty factories. You can make $9 an hour. What are you making at McDonald's?
Yeah, you work the night shift at McDonald's. You're making $9 an hour.
Yeah.
At least here, other places, probably more.
I know. You're making the same fucking money. You might as well work at McDonald's. It's way easier.
True.
Meanwhile, I'm gonna do a harder job.
Young girls
job.
Hanging out.
I know.
Probably get yourself a statutory rape charge if you're lucky.
Eh, that might be 18. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, it's like... It doesn't matter. You work at McDonald's, you're a loser. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're making two. All of a sudden, they give raises to everyone. They're all making $200,000 a year. It doesn't matter.
That kind of changes things.
I don't know. Yeah. Does it, though?
Yes, it does. It does. But,
I guess if it was public knowledge.
Secretly, we're going to give everyone $200,000 a year.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah. Our business model is totally fucked now. I don't even know how we're going to stay in business.
Even though all I hear about how is, you know, soda sales are down, fast food sales are down.
Not true.
I mean, they seem to be doing fine to me. I mean, maybe, you know, 10 years ago, you were making $8 billion. Now you're only making $6 billion.
You know why McDonald's and these fast food places never go to business? It's because our lives are so busy these days.
I know. Look, I don't... There's so many times it's the middle of the night, I'm fucking hungry. And it's like, shit, I don't even want to go to McDonald's, but I'm hungry and there's nowhere else to go.
Even people do... Regular people, you got married couple, both are working. They get out at like 6. They're going, you know, they're going on. Their kids are waiting. Like, fuck, I don't want to make dinner. I just got out of work.
We gotta hurry up and get home because we don't even have a babysitter. They just have them hanging around. It's fucking anarchy in the house.
But you know what I mean? It's the quickest thing. It's cheap.
I know.
Sure. I was like, well, you can buy quality ingredients. I don't have time to go shopping, asshole.
And quality ingredients are more fucking money. Mm-hmm. I could have them. I could buy that burger for $1 or buy all of the ingredients for it and then prepare it myself. Guess what? Not going to cost a fucking dollar.
Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs. But that's
yeah, that's life.
Fast food will never go out of business because people need it. Unless, you know, we start
making like weird
more
laws.
More like Europe, where you can only work 4 days a week and you can only work, you know, a certain amount of hours.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? And they would like to pretend...
And mandatory, you know, you get a month off in the summer.
You know, corporations would like to pretend that we couldn't function that way. Like, America would fall apart.
All of Europe
but
does...
But, yeah, meanwhile, if Europe can do it, we can fucking
Everybody
do
in Europe
it.
Gets a month off holiday. You get a month... Like, usually you get July off. That's just it. You got you all July, you're
can
just hanging
we,
out.
Like, seriously? Can we move to Europe? I don't know what we can do there, but perhaps. We can do something. There's shit jobs in Europe, too. Are you going to work those?
In other countries, if you have a baby, if you're a woman and you have a baby, they give you they pay you for a while. Not here.
There's maternity leave.
You don't get paid.
There's paid... Yeah, you do. It's
that's a good...
Leave.
Yeah, but it's in a law. It's up to the... It's business by business.
I really don't know. But in my place, now you get paternity leave. You get 2 weeks.
Really? Paid.
Yeah. When I had my son, no such luck.
Well, you might have to... But, you'll have to have another one, then.
Yeah, so I can get 2 weeks off, yeah.
Does it get taken out of your vacation?
Nope. Nope. You get 2 weeks. It's just like maternity. You get paternity.
Paternity is stupid. What are you doing? You're standing around.
I mean, you've never had a kid, but there's shit to do.
Nah.
There actually is.
I cut corners.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
If you'd like to do nothing, that's, you know, that's up to you. You can relax during those 2 weeks. You could sleep.
All right. I suggest a longer gestation period for humans, so they're more... matured by the time they come out.
Like 16 and hot?
Yeah. She's already got pubes. Check it out.
Yeah, man. Your daughter's fucking smoking. Shit. You introduced me, man.
Well, she's a little flabby because she's been sitting in that womb, but...
Exercising in there. I put a treadmill up in that thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. HotshotWizKids.com. Go to the website. Check out the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube, the Tumblr... The Snapchat.
We don't have a Tumblr.
We don't have that.
I was thinking of getting an Instagram, but I would need you to do shit, and you won't do it.
What do you want me to do?
Just take goofy pictures.
Of, like, my balls?
I don't know anything. Like, hey.
Of my balls?
You know, you just take a picture of something and put a fucking thing over it. I don't know.
A thing over it?
Because people might be interested.
What's
in
Instagram? All it's just pictures, right?
Just pictures, but you can put a little, like, a little description.
Like a caption?
So you can take a picture of, like, some loser you see at the store. Like, look at this fucking guy.
This guy smells.
People love that. I mean, people love that, you know, Losers of Walmart, People of Walmart site.
That is true. I've been on there. It is funny.
You've been... There's this guy. He thinks he claims to be a podcaster.
I wasn't on the site. Like, my picture
It sounded like that's
there.
What you meant. I was outraged. I went on there, and there I was. Standing there.
There was a whole paragraph about me, too. The guy really went off. Anyway, I wouldn't be surprised. But HotshotWizKids.com. Check out the rest of the week.